Welcome back to Purim Drushas of the Amorayim. Today we'll be doing the 8th drasha, that of Rabbi Yochanan, the great Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan pasach lepischa lahav harshasa mehacha. Rabbi Yochanan would open up his Purim Drushas with the following pasuk, famous pasuk from Tehillim that we say in Kabbalah Shabbos. Zochar chasto ve'munaso leveis Yisrael, ro'u chol asei aretz eis yishuas elokeinu. So Zochar Zachar chasto ve'emunaso. So he remembers his chesed and his faith, or his meaning, talking about Hashem, to be faithful to Chla Yisrael, Leves Yisrael, to the Jewish people. Ro'u kol afsei aretz es Yeshuas Elokeinu, and all the afsei aretz, all the ends of the earth, see the Yeshua of our God. Emosai. This is Rabbi Yochanan's drasha. He says, "Emasai ro'u chol afsei aretz es Yeshuas Elokeinu." When is that time that all the ends of the earth will see the Yeshua of our God? Bimei Mordechai ve'Esther. That's in the days of Mordechai and Esther. So how did all the ends of the earth see that? So Rashi says, "Shadavar nigla lechol umos shahochu igros b'chol olam." That the matter was revealed to all the nations of the world, since these letters went to all around the world, right? The letters went to 127 provinces. And therefore everybody knew about what happened. And this is what Rabbi Yochanan seemingly considers a critical piece of the Purim story, and perhaps even a prism through which to see the Purim story. Now the question is, what does the Purim story really have to do with this? It's for sure important. Is that really such an important piece, though, that all the ends of the earth saw this? And I guess you could say that, you know, one of the big inyanim by Purim is Purim Nisan. You know, the Gemara earlier speaks about the Mila of the Megillah is its Purim Nisan. And that's an important thing. So we see over here, there's the Pirsum Anes, the publicizing of this great miracle, and it's, you know, being publicized throughout the whole entire world. But more than that, it could be that this is really the Jewish people taking center stage again. That, you know, after Yetzias Mitzrayim, and, you know, everybody knew about that, and Kriyas Yamsuf, according to Chazal, all the waters of the world split, and according to Chazal, at Matan Torah, everybody heard what was going on, and then the Jewish people entered Eretz Yisrael, and Shlomo Melech built the base of Mikdash, and the Jewish people were the focal point of the world. And upon the Churban Mabayis and the Galus, first from Sancheiriv exiling the Aseres HaShvatim, and then Nebuchadnezzar destroying the Beis HaMikdash and exiling the rest of the Jewish people. So we were no longer really that focal point in the world. And it could be that over here, when the whole entire world hear about the Jews, everybody hears, 127 provinces hear about the Jewish people, all of a sudden we're back in public attention. And everyone is paying attention to what's going on. And in every single country, everybody is told, let's kill the Jews, let's kill the Jews, let's kill the Jews. And then, miraculously, Yeshua Elokeinu and Kol Asei Aretz are able to see this. So now attention is back on the Jewish people from the Purim story. It wasn't just a local event in Shushan, but the entire world was now looking back at the Jewish people, seeing that these people that seemed to be rejected by God after the exile of the first of the 10 tribes, and then the exile of the rest of the nation with the destruction of their holy temple. And now they're all over the world, they're scattered out, kol afsei aretz. But what happens? There's a threat of annihilation, and then miraculously, a salvation, Yeshua Elokeinu, Hashem has actually accepted the Jewish people. And this will set the stage for what takes place just a couple years later, as you mentioned in some of the previous Shiurim, that there's the rebuilding of the base of Mikdash, and Klal Yisrael, at least a portion of Klal Yisrael returning to Eretz Yisrael. But that's able to really take effect because the whole entire world knows that the Jewish people are no longer rejected as they may have seemed to be. And that is one of the biggest inyanim of Purim, that not just publicizing the miracle, but publicizing that Hashem has not rejected us, that Hashem will provide Yeshua, and Yisrael holds our door in every generation. We can have that hope because we see over here that Hashem was taking us back, and it was a message for the entire world to see.